We have another story today about an artist who takes inspiration from the natural world. Jeffrey Yang is a poet. His book, An Aquarium, is a bestiary, a collection of 55 poems that feature different sea creatures in practically all of their aspects. Ari Daniel Shapiro caught up with Yang at one of his favorite spots, the Maritime Aquarium in South Norwalk, Connecticut.
So why don't we look for some animals that are in the book?
Jeffrey Yang lives an hour from the Maritime Aquarium, and he knows his way around. It's early and still quiet. We approach a tank the size of a four-door sedan.
All the animals in this tank are local. So we're looking at some oyster toadfish, an American lobster. And there's a conger eel in here, too.
Do you see him? Is he down?
Where is he?
Is that him under that pipe?
Yeah, oh yeah, I think he might be underneath there.
Do you want to read the eel poem?
Oh, sure. Eels are slimy creatures, but never lie. If they sense the slightest pretense, they'll bite off your finger. Carefully study the hands of politicians. Well, this is written during a different administration.
Sometimes your poems remind me almost of like a haiku.
Yeah, I love that form, the haiku, kind of Japanese poetry, which, you know, and Chinese poetry, which is very spare, imagistic. I think a lot of what great poetry is being able to take a specific detail or something and then move it into a more general idea of things. And it could go either way. I guess why I even started writing the book about the aquarium is kind of personal history of my own. I used to work in an aquarium for 2 years in college, and from a very small age, I lived near the coast, and I loved tidal pools.
As an undergrad, Yang double majored in literature and biology. He spent time on a research cruise studying life at the bottom of the ocean, bringing back to the surface creatures living a mile and a half underwater. Some of the poems contain creatures as common as killer whales or lobsters. Others are about species I'd never even heard of, like mormyrids. The aquarium's open now, and school kids are making the rounds.
Yes, it's so cool.
The scene reminds Yang of a Senegalese poet named Leopold Senghor.
He describes poetry as the kingdom of childhood. That is what kind of poetry summons. It's amazing how kids will just be amazed and curious about anything. I mean, you walk down the street and they see a plastic cup.
Or they walk through here.
Here it's just out of this world. I mean, they can't get enough of it.
Oh, this is
great. Yeah, see, this is a nice tank here.
So where are we headed now?
So this is going down into their biggest tank of the aquarium and stadium seating. Shark. The fossil record of sharks reaches far past the dinosaurs. To the Hawaiians, Mano, god and messenger of the gods. To the Mayans, shark fish carved glyphs. A Yaxchilan, Lady Shark, bleeds her tongue with a rope of thorns, opening the way to the ancestors. And shark of Pakal Palenque could signify a foreigner. From the Gulf of Mexico, up the Mississippi, beyond where the people of Poverty Point proceeded, shark swim. Every doorway tells a story.
That last line, every doorway tells a story, captures what this book is about.
That was the idea, that each one of these animals is kind of has its own human history written into it. I think that's the great thing about poetry, too, is that it leaves you openings and space to breathe and think and imagine things.
For Studio 360, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
Jeffrey Yang's book is called An Aquarium.